Okay, what's going on, ladies and gents? Hope you guys had a good week. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Dave.
And I am Nick.
I have candy.
And you are listening to the Trophy Husbands.
You remind me of a little kid when you're just like, say hi to your relatives and they have candy, but that's all they're fixing in your life. And you're just like, hi!
I have one. Thank you.
Good. God. So, we have Steve and Luke returning this weekend. We previously did not have either of those, and Marcus and I rolled it along with a special guest.
Yeah.
So let's count back here, jumping on to last weekend for you guys, because we already went over how our weekends were. What was last weekend like for you guys?
Well, last weekend was Firefly for me. Well, weekend, which is one of the most phenomenal experiences I ever get. Like, I went last year, second year going. It's just such a phenomenal atmosphere. Everyone is just, it's like being on a different planet. Everyone's in such a good mood. Everyone's just happy to be there. There's no, like, animosity. It's just, like, everyone's just, like, it's
very Woodstock, man.
It pretty much is. It's like a modern day, like, hippie fest. Everyone's just chilling, having a good time. Just bouncing around, seeing different shows. It's just great. I love going. I mean, we barely slept. It was hot as hell.
Yeah. But
like, we go to bed at 2, no, not 2, like, probably, like, 4 a.m. each night, and then you get up at, like, 10, because you can't sleep through the heat.
Right, it just gets too
hot.
Yeah,
the sun's beating down you, it's bright, it's like, all right, let's do this. Wake up, you start drinking, you start grilling, like, you live off burgers and hot dogs, and then you go see some awesome music. So I was just enamored with everything. Florence and the Machine.
I remember seeing your Snapchats about that.
She has the voice of an angel. She speaks to my soul. Oh my. My heart was melting during her performance. Oh my God. She would just like do riffs with her voice throughout the entire festival, and it just like, she's so fantastic. But then
Renaissance in you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Got to see Blink-182 with their new, with Matt Skiba, which was also phenomenal.
Awesome.
The Mumford & Sons were great.
It's like their 50-person band.
Exactly. But it's just great. It's great. Yeah. It just makes you so, like, you don't want to leave, but living like that for a week is just, it's detrimental to your health.
It's well, hot. What was it? You texted me, or told me on this past Friday, you're like, yeah, I just slept for like 14 hours or something.
I got back the following, like, I guess it would have been this past Monday. Got back.
Oh, no, you Snapchatted me.
Delaware afternoon, from Delaware, Monday afternoon. I unpacked my truck, got everything inside, and I laid down on my bed. It was probably like 5 p.m. or so. I didn't wake up until 8 a.m., an hour before work the next morning.
That's insane.
I was dead. I didn't think I was that tired. I was driving back. I was like, oh, I'm good. So I'm just going to lay down for a bit. It's like, oh, time to go work in an hour. Let's do this.
That's 15 freaking hours.
Is a Firefly in, like, Texas or something? Or
no, you're thinking another one. It might be, like, Bonnaroo or something.
Bonnaroo is in Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
Firefly's in Dover, Delaware.
Okay.
So it's not too,
it's not very,
yeah, it's not far.
Far
away. The guys next to us, they came all the way from New Orleans.
Holy crap.
Like, they said it was a 14-hour drive.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were cool as shit. Like, we made friends with them, and random people just, like, come back to our campsite and hang out. It's just a very happy-go-lucky time. And I wish I could live like that and not have my health
be affected.
Yes, exactly. So
yeah.
So what about your weekend then, Steve? Anything fun and interesting for you?
Oh, my brother got married. That was about it.
That's right.
So yours,
right.
Wedding in
over in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What part?
You flew into LA, right?
It's near LA. I can't remember. Sorry, I'm eating a piece of candy right now. it was near LA. I can't remember where near LA.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
SoCal.
We went to the Santa Monica Pier when I was in LA. That was really nice.
Santa Monica's nice. I always, whenever I play Grand Theft Auto, I always think about think about the Sam Hawk up here.
CJ, you's a buster.
Oh my god.
Just the way you said that.
Hey man.
San Andreas is a classic.
Yeah. So let's fast forward.
Let's fast forward.
Yeah, what everybody do this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to fast forward to that point? Or, Marcus, you and I did something on this past Tuesday.
Yeah, right,
yeah. We went to the Revs game.
Right, yeah.
And that was actually a lot of fun.
It was a blast.
It was a good-ass night, just out of the blue.
Yeah, because literally out of the blue. It's like, game starts at 6.
Tell the audience who the Revs are.
Because you're off in your Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good point. The Revs is the Revolution's minor league baseball team of York, PA.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday night, I'm getting dinner ready and everything. It's like 5:45. Game starts at 6:30. And our friend Libby calls me up and goes, "Hey, Marcus and I are down at the stadium. Marcus has 3 extra tickets. Do you want to come?" And with where I live downtown, Revs Stadium is literally a 3-minute walk. So I shoveled some food down my throat and headed out the door towards the stadium. Met up with Marcus and Libby, and then Will and Liz joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in and had a couple beers here and there, just had a blast. There was
our beers $8 at a minor league game?
It actually wasn't too bad.
I figure, like, at a minor league game, it's not going to be...
No, it's like the 16-ounce cans for, like, good beer 16-ounce cans for, like, $6.
Okay, so
it's not terrible.
Not like, too terrible.
No, it's more reasonable than it would be right. at, like, any like kind of major
game,
league.
Like a Nervous game or a Phillies game, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Firefly.
Because, you
beers
know.
Are set. Beers are set. Bud Light bottle, $7.
Jesus like, Christ.
Nope. No, thank you.
No, I'm good. Thank
That's
you.
The thing, the food in there is, at least it's really, really good because it's expensive as hell. Like, a slice of pizza with a lot of, is like a meat on it, $7.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, anyway.
I will say the plus side of going into the beer line is if you need water and there's literally only children around you, it's easier to go to the beer line to get the water than go to a convenience, like, one of the food truck type things that have water.
That is true.
Because we saw 21 Pilots last weekend, and I was like, there was like all these huge lines going up to these food trucks, and I'm like, well, this beer stand, they must sell water.
They
There's
have
no,
to.
No other
nope,
way.
Nope, just beer.
So I went up to that and got that, but 21 Pilots was pretty good. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, I saw them in Camden the few days before Firefly. Great show.
Yeah. But,
I'd never been to a Revs game, though. I heard it looked like it was just, like, hyped up.
Well, that was really technically the first time I've gone. Like, I've been in there for bits and pieces or special events kind of thing, but that's the first time I was actually there for the entire game and sat through. And, I mean, we just had a blast.
Oh, it was so much fun.
There's this great guy. Anyone who looks on our Twitter will see a video of this guy. He stands up. Apparently, he does this every game. Steve knows because he worked at the Revs Stadium.
Steve's face is in disgust.
Human being.
No, he seems like he would be pretty bad. Like, he seems like he's just a guy that comes and gets drunk and then just hangs there the entire time.
Sleeps in the stadium till the
end. That's about it. But
what was he doing?
Well, he was in our section.
He's the human equivalent of a trash panda. He's hanging up roof. Shoot, the game's done. Get out of here. Put a beer on a string and like lead him out.
Oh my god.
Slam the
but
door.
This guy is clearly intoxicated, but he just sits down in the front of the one section that we happen to be in.
Section 5.
He even has a t-shirt on about it.
Yeah,
and he stands up before, except one guy, I can't remember which one, but before every single Revs player goes up the bat, he stands up and he goes, "Okay, everybody,
let's help him out.
1, 2, 3, hit the wall!"
He means, he wants him to get a hit to the wall, and it was just funny as shit, because eventually, Nick and I just kept getting, I turned to Nick and I was just like, this is the baseball equivalent of the penis game. We're just going to see, who can get the loudest. Just and it was a competition, and eventually, Nick and I was just like, alright, fuck it, we're just doing it for fun now.
Exactly. Marcus and I kept on talking about just standing up and taking over for the guy. Like, see if we could time it that we'd stand up, a second or two before
him. Totally
just,
step
steal his fire.
Just stop.
But
he's 1, 2, hit the wall!
I mean, he's 70 years old. If we can't take him, then we deserve to lose. That's all I'm saying.
Banned from the Revs for the rest of your life for fighting a 70-year-old man.
He has tattoos. He's a diehard fan.
Like Revs tattoos.
Yeah, he has multiple Revs tattoos. Jesus.
But you sat in the section where all the trash human beings.
Is that what it was? Because, I mean, Marcus, you got the tickets for free.
Yeah, I did.
Marcus got the tickets for free, so we're just like, okay, cool.
I didn't know. I was just like, hey, man. Because it was one of those things where you hand in the vouchers, they give you the tickets, and they're just like, where do you want to sit? And the lady was just like, you know, how about this section? This is a nice section. I'm just like, whatever. Yeah, sure. I'll take 5 seconds.
She tricked you. She straight up tricked you.
She's like, they don't even fucking know. Petting her cat. Why do you have a cat
back there?
We're not allowed cats. We're not allowed cats.
Get this cat out of here. He's fine this week.
It's not even a real cat. It's a for real friend. Haven't you seen the commercial? Oh, I'd like to thank for real friends for being on your squad.
Oh, God.
No. No.
Steve's like, I veto for real friends. But dude, it was such a fun night.
And then afterwards, we went back to Liz's place, yeah. and they had these great
lettuce wraps.
Yeah, it was like rice and was that pork or was that chicken?
I think it was chicken.
Yeah, a chicken barbecue kind of thing with rice and these lettuce wraps. Phenomenal. It was just a good night all in all.
Yeah, dude.
It was, and out of the complete blue. I was like, okay, this is Tuesday night. Like, just chill. And then Marcus is like, boom, here, let's do something.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Because I was trying to get people, and then it was kind of like nobody was getting back to me. So I hit up Libby, and Libby was just like, what about these guys? And I was just like, yeah, sure, call them up.
Thanks for the invite.
It was so last minute.
Thanks for the invite.
So Nick can do last minute, but I can't. All right.
Hey, I was the last minute because nobody else responded to it. Will and I were both like, oh, we say how it is. Yeah. You guys text all these other people before you even hit us up, and then we're last minute.
At least you got texted.
We did.
I mean, in the doghouse on multiple levels. This is like when your girlfriend's mad at you, and then her friends get mad at you, and then her friend's just like, is that the asshole? Like, That's him! Slash his tires!
Whatever. It's fine.
Just in the doghouse now, Marcus.
I don't give a fuck.
But,
so three. Fuck all y'all. 1, 2, 3. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Seems like I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, but you were busy. You were doing stuff with Mags, so.
I don't remember what we did.
Scrapbooking.
Probably.
Went to Home Depot.
Scrapbooking store because I watched the Forensic Files the other day with a couple that opened up a scrapbooking store, and then later they decide, you know what, this is boring. We're gonna be burglars. And then they were like,
no, fuck that. I mean, that makes sense. Logical leap from scrapbooking to burglars.
And then they murder this couple, and then they progressively start like tattooing themselves with the.
So they make themselves the scrapbook. I see.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's
a weird MO for a serial killer.
That would make a really good movie.
Stephen King, get on it. Like,
do it now.
Well, that's just like Victor Zsasz in Batman.
Oh, yes!
Every kill.
Yeah. Yep. Good old fucking Zsasz.
But,
did you ever watch a Gotham?
I have not.
Well, Zsasz he's in a couple episodes, but the first episode, it shows him, he and his, team, they raid the Gotham City Police Department looking for Jim Gordon, so they're, going after him, and then, a bunch of, people die in the destruction of it, but Jim Gordon gets away. But at the end of the scene, Zsasz is just pissed off looking around, takes a razor, just straight, boom, adds a tally on his arm. Man. It's pretty cool. I'm not a huge fan of the show itself, but
foreshadowing.
Oh yeah, it's just I don't know. No Batman, and there's just all these villains. I don't know. Some of it's interesting.
Well, they introduced that Joker-like character,
right? But it's nobody. But he ended up. Spoiler alert for whoever watches Gotham.
My grandfather.
That one person out there.
There was one guy who was. With all the previews and all the hype, he was thought to be the Joker in the show, but he ended up dying, a couple episodes in, and now it's this guy could be the Joker, that guy could be the Joker. Everyone's just, evil laughing, and it's just, it's dumb. They're saying, they're gonna introduce him, but It's like this stupid idea that the Joker isn't one person. The Joker is an idea of madness. It's like
now they're replacing the child actress that did Poison Ivy
because she underwent an experiment and became Poison Ivy or some shit. Like,
yeah,
it's just like
it sounds a little convoluted,
right? So,
I mean, more convoluted than most comic book things are.
Exactly. Right.
They didn't get the Riddler right. The Riddler's pretty good.
Yeah, some of the actors are great. The guy who plays the Penguin. It's not, like, very true to the comics. I mean, it's different from the comics, but the guy who plays him is creepy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. And, like you just said, the Riddler's awesome. His ass was cool. But I don't know. It's weird.
But, it's weird. All right, let's jump to this weekend, then. How is everyone's Friday?
You go ahead.
Somebody has a story going, Luke.
It was just Nick and I, well...
We got in Baltimore.
Yeah, Travis texted me around like 7:15 or so at night. He's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I don't know." Just kind of chilling around. He's like, "I was gonna get dinner with some friends from work." He's like, "Wanna come down to Baltimore?" I was like, "Sure." So I don't get there until probably about like 10:45 or so.
Well, funny thing with that, I got there a little bit before. Yeah. I got there with my girlfriend Alex. Get there around like 10:30, and we left York around 9:30, quarter till 10, and I texted Lopez because he wasn't actually in Baltimore at the time. He had been visiting his mother, and his mom's house is maybe like a half hour away from Baltimore. And I texted him when we were leaving, just saying like, "Hey, just leaving York now." And he's like, "Okay, cool. Same. I'm just leaving my mom's." And I'm like, "Okay." And I joked to Alex on our way down because I drive pretty fast. Lopez drives at like the grandmother snail pace. And I was like, it'd be funny if we beat him there. Get there. Their entire house is dark. And I'm just like, crap. And so I was going to ring the doorbell. I was like, well, if it's dark, maybe like Brian and those guys aren't there or they're asleep or something. So I call Lopez. I'm like, "Hey, man, we're here," blah, 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 blah. And he's like, "Oh, I'm not there yet. I'm still like 20 minutes out."
Yeah, this thing, he had texted me as well. I asked him, like, "What's your ETA?" It's like 9:30. He's like, "Oh, like 45 minutes. It's like, okay. And I got there 10:45. Still wasn't there.
I'm just sitting out on his stoop.
And he's like, "Oh,
hey guys, what's up?" He's afraid to leave the
stoop. Exactly. Yeah. Funny thing is, though, is then about 5 minutes before he gets there, Brian comes and opens up the door. And we're like, "Oh, hey, man." Like, he's like, "Why didn't you ring the doorbell or something?" We're like, "We didn't know you were here. Like, the entire house is dark." He goes, "No, Sam and I are just over here watching a movie in, like, their main living room area." And Sam goes, "Yeah, I was sitting here, and, like, 10 minutes ago, I thought I heard your voice, but I just kind of ignored it, but then I kept on hearing it." I'm like,
"That's Nick.
No, that has to be. Why is Nick outside?"
Just lingering.
He came up to the stoop. Can we keep him?
We were, like, weird townies just chilling on our porch smoking and cigs, and then just like, "All right. I guess you guys can come in."
Exactly.
Are you talking about opening up a scrapbooking?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what we were doing.
Yes.
Yeah, we came in and just drank, and then we hit up the Rockwell.
God, like, that place is just depleting my interest. Like, interest. You remember, that's the place that you text me, like, "Yeah, this bar is,
No.
I mean, they play good music.
They play good music, but oh my god, it took us like 15 minutes to get a beer that first time. After that, it was pretty decent service, but that first time...
That thing was a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's like my card's like, the stripe on it's a little messed up. It's like, so sometimes you just have to type in the number. And so I had a tab open. She's like, "Your card's not swiped through." She's like, "Yeah, can you just type in the number? Because it'll go through." She's like, "No, I can't." It's like, I need to pay my tab. She's like, "Well, I'm not going to do it." I couldn't hear what she was saying mostly, but it was basically like, "No, I'm not doing that." So Brian picked up my tab, and I paid him back the next day.
Oh,
but it was just... And then, yeah, like you said, the music's super fucking loud. They have some dude playing
the drums.
And we were talking... I was hanging out with Tommy, Brian, Sarah, and her roommate last night. And Tommy's saying, "Yeah, if you pay attention... The drummer's playing the same beat the entire time, every time." And he said the last few times he's been there, that at the end of the night, where he's like about to close out and be done, he'll go, "I mean, we're supposed to close out, but sounds like you guys are having a good time, so I'm going to keep going." So it's like every time it's the same shit.
Sounds like guys over a Hearst show.
Right, exactly. But he's not doing anything creative. It's just background drum music with pop punk playing. Don't get me wrong, I love it. Love the music itself, but the drums are just unnecessary. So.
But yeah, that was
so fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. After that, we went back and drank some more, then just crashed and
got up early for work, sped home. Like,
that was about it. What about you guys? How was your Friday?
Friday, I just went to BMAX. Me, Eric, Gio, Frank, Napong, Garrett, and we just hung out.
Dudes.
Yeah, it was just like dude night. But we just hung out and played beer pong, pretty much. And, I mean, it was fun. Like, we had our own table, and it was kind of like we all paired off, and we had three different teams, and we were just, you know, switching it up, talking a lot of shit, playing some beer pong.
Yeah, nice.
And ran into a couple friends there, and that was pretty much it. Like, we just hung out.
Just chill.
Just chill, play some beer pong. The thing is, every Friday night, they have a password, and it never changes, so you don't have to pay cover.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
What's the password?
Iguana.
Nice. Yeah. So wait, when they go to take Mike for the cover, you just say iguana?
Yep.
Good to know. I mean, I haven't been there in 2 years, but
like, yeah. You never know.
I end up, Marcus is like, we're going there, and I'm not going to be with Marcus, or like, he's not responding to my text. Like, shit, what was he trying to do? What's the password? Lizard? Chameleon? chicken? Chicken!
Come on, dragon!
Come on, man! He's just like, get the fuck in here.
Get in here. Yes!
Just annoy the bouncer until he's just come on.
Come on, man. Just let me in.
So, Steve, you and Maggie just had a Friday night home, right?
Yeah, we just went bowling. That was it.
That's right, you guys went bowling.
At the place up.
Colony. Park.
Where's that?
East? West?
The one that's over by Hack.
That's east.
Yeah. Totally, yeah, I know it. I know the York area so well. I know what you're talking about. It's true.
You only know the areas where you go buy cigarettes and get alcohol.
Jackson Street and its surrounding areas. And every now and then downtown.
I was about to say, you know how to get down
and down 30 and stuff.
But no, we had a free, what do you call it?
Like pass.
Free game, yeah. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're actually way nicer than the one that's over by Frank's.
Yeah.
Suburban Bolarama.
Yeah,
that one's a little seedier.
I don't think it's seedier.
I've had fun there.
Oh, I have too.
I think.
They do like that all-you-can-eat pizza night. Yeah. Then.
It's just, I think they renovated not too long ago.
Suburban Bolarama or Colonial?
Colony.
Colony, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been to Colony in 4 or 5 years now, so. But,
And then, so what did everybody do yesterday?
Well, struggled through work. got 3 hours of sleep.
The struggle was real.
Yeah, like, I'm speeding home, and I get into work, like, oh, shit. This is going to be one of those days. Like, I'm already sweating my face off. Like, run around doing shit before we open.
Lifeguard and Luke. Then,
management.
I was say, who really trusts to put their life in Luke's hand?
I love you.
We stayed at his house how many times?
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah. You guys were at the mercy of the townies at my house many times.
What? No, we weren't. We were fine.
No. But, so, like, each week we buy, like, a case of Red Bull and put in the fridge. I chugged two of them, like, at the start of the day. He's like, all right, let's get up and go. And I was like, I was kind of just chilling through, I wasn't like jittery or like up. I was just like, okay. And then a couple hours later, I was like, I need another. Fuck, let's go. And at that point, I was like, I think I'm just gonna go home and go to bed tonight. I don't know. I can't.
Famous last words.
Yeah. And then so Sarah texts me. She's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm bored. You want to come hang? I was like, all right, sure. So we just went back down to Baltimore. Our friend Sarah, she lives like a couple blocks from where Brian and Travis, Sam and Tommy live. And then Brian and Tommy came over too. We were gonna go to like some dance party bar thing that was happening, but like 11:30 rolled around, 12:30 rolled around, 1 o'clock rolled around. Like, and Sarah's like, do we still want to go? I was like, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good here. Yeah.
I'm content.
Uh huh. So we stayed for a little while longer and put on Bob's Burgers and just passed out. Yeah. So got to sleep a little bit.
My Saturday was very uneventful. Alex, who, like I said, had been with me Friday night, had to work. So we had come back up here, and she had gone off to work at 11. And so she got off at 8, got back here around 9. And she was just pretty much dead tired. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much just hung out and chilled for the rest of the night. Just hung out and chilled.
You see my wink?
Yes, yeah. I do. You're implying that they took naps.
They were sleepy. Oh, man.
Oh, dude, I have a story for you guys. So I went to the carnival.
Oh, right.
And that was fun. That was good. Met up with Lizzie and her friend, and then I met up, and then JD, Lizzie's friend, like met up with us, and she brought her friend later. But before they got here, it was me, Lizzie, and her friend just kind of, you know, putzing around. They're just like, dude, we want to go on the rides. Let's go on the rides. So I'm just like, whatever. So they buy this bucket of tickets.
Tickles.
Bucket of tickles. Tickles.
A barrel of tickles.
Now, $48.99 plus shipping and handling.
It's like a barrel of money that come alive and just like, hee hee.
You got to pay for happiness, motherfucker.
Tickling isn't the kind of happiness you want, though. That's like that irritating, like, I can't help but smile. Stop it.
Like picture day?
Exactly.
Fuck picture day. But, so they're just like, yeah. They're just like, you're gonna get on rides with us. And I'm just like, what? And they just have this thing of tickets. So I'm just like.
And they're like, oh shoot, Marcus is too short to get on this one.
Lizzie and I are like the same height.
Yeah, that's true.
Bitch, please.
Thank you. Fuck out of here with your short people jokes.
Try living with them.
I don't even say short people jokes.
No, he wasn't talking about short jokes. He's just talking about you in general.
Steve, would you like to talk about your feelings?
This is therapy time.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're serious? I was.
I mean, we are.
I've got some grievances.
It all started back when I met Nick Lenz in 5th grade. It was probably longer than that.
And I was 8th grade. Yeah,
so anyways, what was going on with the bucket of tickles?
Yeah. No, so we get on the swings. Swings are all good, you know? Yee, swings.
Just like the big ones on the chain kind of thing. Twirling.
Yeah, twirling, get your swing on. Pretty sure somebody puked on
the swing on.
Yeah.
Get to swing on.
But anyway, so we get on the one. It's kind of like the teacups, but the thing is, it like spins and then the thing itself like whips around. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to fucking die. Here's the thing. So it's hot out.
Yes, it was pretty warm out.
It was pretty warm yesterday. So it's hot and. My little brother and my cousin stayed the night, I think a week or two ago, and you know how kids are when you're at the grocery store or something, they're just like, we want to try this newfangled thing, it's awesome, like, we need it now or we're going to die, oh my god, we need it. So my parents got the new Pop-Tarts, I think they're Slice and A&W Root Beer, so I tried one of each. And then I was sitting there, you know, I'm watching Orange is the New Black before I go. I'm just like, oh, shit, you know, eat the Pop-Tart, watch an episode. I ate one of each. So I ate two Pop-Tarts total. I walk over to the carnival. It's kind of hot. Oh, no. You can see where this is going.
Some of you are ahead of me.
I see you've been reading ahead. Don't do that. You're going to spoil the story, kids.
No, I'm going to choose your own adventure on this one. There's a straight line you cannot choose.
Did not happen. Close. Did not. But I'm like sitting there. As the thing is spinning, because it's spinning, and then like halfway through, it kind of slows down, and I was fine. No. I was
going into
I was good, and then out of nowhere, it started going like the other direction.
Oh god!
Just as you're like, all right, we're I can deal with this. Yeah. I can deal. Oh god, no, I can't. I'm fucking done. And so I'm on this thing, and it's me. It's like. Me, Lizzie, her friend, and, like, three other kids. But the thing, you know, kids are just like, ha ha, it's spinning! I'm just like, you're Satan!
It's just in the shitty, it horrible just, like, music in the background.
Yeah.
kids, but as soon as they see me, it's like, he can't handle it. The one kid literally just screams, he has this giant smile on his face, he's like, Mom, it's spinning!
Oh my god!
And I was just like, no, you're a wizard! Stop it! And then this kid and I are having like a shouting match.
No more spinning, Mom.
Because he's just like, and you can just see like in his eyes like twinkling and he's smiling. He's like, more spinning! And I'm just like dying over. And I was like, no!
Like, does Satan know you escaped hell?
And like, it like, you know how right before, like, that moment before it, you puke your own, like,
your mouth is really watery.
And you get that, like, that fucking glaze over you. I'm sitting there like, please, please, no, no, oh god, no.
The glaze coming over his face. He's like, oh no.
You have no idea. Meanwhile, Lizzie and her friend are losing their minds. They're laughing hysterically.
Oh, I was
like, are you okay? And I'm just like holding onto the bar, like not even like, I'm just like, stop! It needs to.
Woo! I want to die.
Yeah. And the thing was, like, our cart was the last cart to get off the ride.
Oh no!
So we're stuck. Yeah, we're stuck, and because of our weight, like, it was, we were all on one side, and all the kids were on the other. So all of the motion.
Oh, the thing, it's like, going, yeah.
Spinning just ever so, and I'm sitting there just like, die here.
This is how it ends at a carnival.
Yeah, and I'm literally just like, I felt like I turned like 8 shades of green, and I'm and I'm just like, and they're just like, are you good? And the kid's like, more spin it, and I'm like, no.
8 shades of green, the Marcus story.
Not that extreme. I was just like, if you happen to drop your ice cream cone later, I'm not gonna not be sad for
you. So I'm gonna come over and step on it.
Ah! But I knew it was bad because when I got off, the ride attendant, like, patting me on the back. He's like, you know, looking so good there, buddy. And I'm like, and we're like standing there, and I'm just like, alright, I need to go to the bathroom. I'll see you guys. Just give me a minute.
I would have been completely shameless and pulled the trigger right then and there.
Oh, I didn't, like, no. I didn't puke, but it was close. Like, it's right, back there for a moment. I was on fucking Vomit City's doorstep.
Yeah, you collect yourself for a while.
And, like, I went down, went to the bathroom, and I texted my mom. I was just
Mom,
like,
Mom, I don't know what I do!
No, but
what do I do?
If I think
something along the lines, just like, life report. I don't know if it's age catching up with me or there's horrible Pop-Tarts. Let's go speed up. And I can't handle life right now. 0 out of 10 would not go out again.
Oh my god. That's the thing. I really I kind of really hate carnivals. Like, because one, I can't do spinny rides. Like, that would have, like I said, if I were you, like, in that, I would have gotten off the roller coaster, the ride immediately, pull the trigger, because I know it's going to come back later. It's like, let's just get this over with and be done.
Has that been something that's, like, always for you, or has it come, like, as you've gotten older?
Since I've gotten older, I guess, because we have, like, the local carnival back, like, in my hometown, and it's very, just kind of, like, come from a very hick area.
Yeah.
And it's like all the people that from high school that you don't miss.
Of course.
There all the time, and it's very just white, trashy atmosphere. It's gross. Everything smells bad. You'd be like, you get out of there before it's dark, dude.
I have a story for something like that after you. Go ahead. So,
but it's just like, I just don't enjoy, like, because spinny rides just make me, like, I love roller coasters.
Right.
But going around in circles, I cannot do. Shitty food that,
deep fried 30 times.
Deep fried everything. Like, my friend, my buddy Ben, who I work with, he lives close by, so he volunteers at the carnival so he can get all the free pizza. He's like, sure. I hate everyone there. I just make sure I go in very intoxicated and just take my pizza with me and go.
Well, you know, just saying about spinning rides makes me think, I am very fortunate because, like, I know my brother has, like, a rougher time doing them than he did when he was younger. I can still do spinning rides really pretty well, all things considered. Not quite as good as I used to when I was younger, but, like, I can still do it a handful of times before I'm just like, okay, I'm good. But I always think of, when I think of these spinning rides, this carnival up where my grandparents and my aunt and uncle live up, along with my cousins and whatnot, we'd always go to that. It's the Fireman's Carnival. Mm-hmm. And
they would have this one that we always call the salt and pepper shaker. Everyone seems to have
a different
name
for it. Is this the one where they...
It's like a carousel, but there's like a little cage that you're in that
has
been there a certain
time. Salt and pepper shaker, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've always called it. But it's like a carousel where you're in a cage and you can spin it too.
Over and over
again. And I remember this one year, I was really young. I was maybe like 6 or 7 or something like that. My uncle had just eaten like this huge 12-foot chili cheese dog kind of thing.
12-inch?
Yeah.
12-foot. Yeah, your uncle's a boss.
12-inch. Like chili cheese dog kind of thing.
Yeah. Do we know what kind of foods are shaped like dicks? The best kinds.
Super but bad. Then yep. he goes on to this old pepper shaker. And he starts going, and like he'd always done this kind of thing throughout all of his life. And he starts going and he got off and like he was just as pale could be, stumbles his way over to the trash can, and boom.
Wow.
Ever since then, though, all my little cousins, anytime I've been up for it, are always like, well, since Dad won't go on anymore, because he refuses to go on after that.
Yeah.
They're like, since he won't go on anymore, he was always the best at getting everything, like, spinning, because you have to build momentum for doing that and getting it going. So all my little cousins would always drag me on to do it. And I remember one year, that's maybe 16 or 17 at the time. And I'm like I said, I can still power through it just fine, but I remember the one year, my little cousins had me go on it like 6 or 7 times in a row. And by the end, I'm just like, oh God, I'm done too old for this.
I'm done.
They had a pool going, they're just like, all right, so we're going to put $5.
Which first?
Yeah, what's turn?
Old man Nick.
Hey, I made it through. I did not.
This one, I think the last time I went to a carnival was like, I guess the final straw, I guess, where, like, no, it's shit.
Your body's like, nope.
There's this one ride that they always have. It's called, like, the Music Express or something. And it just, it goes, you have just cars that sit, like, 2 or 3
oh,
people.
Oh, I've seen those.
And it goes, like, in a circle, but it's, like, a circle, and but it goes up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a wave. And then, like, the cars, like, lean, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going over and over in a circle. I'm like, ugh. Like,
because it's supposed to make it feel like you're almost about to fall, kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's, I'm, like, say, like you were saying, glazed with my mouth watery.
Nope. Oh, okay.
So I feel so down. Vomit right now.
Yeah, just thinking about that.
Fucking PTSD flashbacks.
I'm a good actor, what can I say? No, like, I get out of there, and that was the pull the trigger moment. I was like, nope. I ran to the trash can. Done. It's just, I can't do circles, I guess. Like,
if you went in a triangle, you'd be fine.
No, like, you're just like, bam, bam, bam. Like,
wee, 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 wee,
so does that mean you can't do Gravitron?
What's a Gravitron?
Oh, the one where you spin.
The one where you, like, you're put up against the wall.
No.
I always
I mean, that one's Gravitron. A little better because, like, you feel like you're pushed back. It doesn't feel like you're going in. And it, like, it feels, because of the G-force, it feels like it's less of a circle, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Luke gets sick anymore when he's just going in traffic circles. He's like, oh, God.
This is right around the roundabout. Is the exit here yet? It's been 5 seconds, dude.
I can't take it, man. I got pulled over.
Give me the bucket in the back seat.
He's like, come on, get my things. Oh, my God.
My motion bucket. But to go back to what you were saying, when you're just like, you get out of there when it's, get out of there when it's fucking ducks. No, dude. Up here, one time, I had one of those moments. All right, so my friend Chris, he and I used to hang out all the time on the weekends. And so he texted me. He's like, yo, dude, there's this benefit thing going on. It's at this bar. Do you want to check it out with me? It was me, him, and his girlfriend. And I was just like, hell yeah, dude, let's do it. So, you know, we pay for the benefit, blah, blah, blah. We're hanging. Like, we go in. It's one of those moments where you could just, it was like the music stops. Because I walk in, it's like, rah! Yeah. Like, they don't notice. Because they've never obviously been in this situation.
It's like your doctor said, your black senses start tingling.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah. It was fucking real. It was so real. Like, it was just like, and I could just feel the stink eye. Like, the stink eye was, oof.
Where did this guy just come from?
Yeah, if I wasn't already tan, I would be so tan from the way they were fucking beaming at me. But here's the thing. So I'm chit-chatting with a few people. His friends come, and they're really cool. But at one point in the night, so Chris is just like, he's Chris, whatever. He goes, grab himself a couple drinks, whatever, we're hanging out. I'm kind of like casing the room. I just feel it. It's just like the room just keeps feeling smaller and smaller. And I'm just like,
fuck. Like, I'm looking around, and I happen to look up, and I see this guy, and he just kind of gives me this really weird look, like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then I look on, like, right below his elbow, like, right here, probably, I'd say, maybe 6 inches below his elbow, like, kind of, like, you know, a little bit right under the bicep. Dude has a fucking swastika tattoo.
For real?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, and I'm just like, I right had...
I'm going, time to go.
No, but see, Chris had been drinking, so I lean over to Chris, and I'm like, it's one of those moments where I'm panicking, but if I panic, like, everyone out loud, everyone else is going to be right, like, fuck. So I'm just like, dude, we need to get the fuck out of here immediately.
Time to go.
And he's just like...
Benefit. That's
one... It was, and I think the thing was... It was like bikers, but, you know, like, there were other people mixed in right amongst the group. Not saying like all bikers are bad, but it was like one of those moments where it's just like...
Mm-hmm. There's some shady people here.
Yeah, like, it's time for me to get down
to the old dusty trail.
Yeah, and it was just like, we got the fuck out of there. And the thing was, I think it was just that night in particular, because I went another night, totally fine, but I think it was just that crowd specifically, like, for that event. But when I said, like, it was just like that, not that, like, out loud, like, holy fuck, I'm scared. It was that quiet terror, yeah, like, mm-hmm, the,
like, sounds of
yeah, like,
okay.
And you can just feel it in the air, just like,
yes, and we got the fuck out, like, he's just like, look, man, I'm gonna sober up,
and we're going
out of here, and that's exactly what we did, like, we chilled for, like, 2 hours till he got right, fuck out of Dodge. All right,
see ya. Don't go to the bathroom alone.
Oh!
No, but that's the thing. Like, I went there a totally different time, and it was fine. Yeah. It was just that night.
That time, yeah.
Yeah, that time, and I was just like, for the longest time, I would not go back. And the funny thing was, like, I told my friend's mom and my friend's aunt, and they're just like, what bar did you go to? And then they guessed that bar, and they're just like, you went there? Like, the fuck are you doing?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and it was just like, they're just like, no! No! Like, dude, like, it was like one of those moments because, I mean, they're fucking like, brunette and blue eyes, but they're just like, but I've known them for years. It's just right, like, dude, we love you, but do not go there! Like, and I mean, I've known this since I was like a teenager, and they're just like, no! No! No.
There's something, just Luke's, don't go in the bathroom alone just made me think of this. I wanted to bring up this article I found earlier this week, and I did send it to the group. I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at it, but the title for it is Python Bites Thai Man's Penis in Terrifying Toilet Encounter.
Alright, just before we get to the end of this, I'm just going to say he recovered fine.
Yes, yes! Spoiler, the man off is alive!
Is this that...
He does have his penis still. That's why I was most concerned.
Like, yeah.
That's like a scene, that's literally a scene from Snakes on a Plane.
Is it really?
Yeah, like guy gets his dick bit in the toilet, but well, anyway, carry on.
Well, I mean, that's literally what happened to this guy. This guy's taking a piss, and the snake, a python, like a pretty dark
where was
big
this
python, Thailand.
Yeah.
And this python, they're like, normally, there's even, they have an interview with one of the people, and they're like, yeah, it's not unnormal for pythons to come out of the toilet, but that's what he said. He's like, it's not the first time I've seen it.
It's like, we have, like, oh, man, there's squirrels on the porch.
So there's, like, pythons in my toilet.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Yeah. There's pythons in the toilet. Don't poop or you'll spoil it.
Wow, that was...
Wow.
It's a sequel to Green Eggs and Ants.
Yeah.
God. But, so, like, the guy was just taking a piss, and this python just comes up, grabs onto his dick. According to one of the people, though... They're like, well, this happens. Like, this isn't the first time I've heard about this happening. He goes, but normally if they bite, they go for something bigger, like your thigh or your butt or something. And I'm just like, is this guy trying to, like, wink at him, like, ink as big as he? Like, go for something bigger.
Yeah.
Want to see the size of this guy. Oh, or at least the size he had.
Snake bite snake.
I'm going to show you guys something, though. This is the scene after. Like,
oh,
way too much blood all over this bathroom.
Oh, my God.
It is just...
But he got out with his everything intact.
Yes. With it all intact, and he is recovering in the hospital.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I know I get pissed off if someone pissed on me. Like,
The wife is the true hero. She came in and, like, tied the mouth shut. So
yeah, tied the mouth shut around a doorknob.
Huh.
Like, wow. She's just like, get off my man's dick!
That is mine!
We're gonna hear about this shit on fucking Springer in a week.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like the first case.
He fell in love with an anaconda.
I gave such a good blowjob, he couldn't help it!
Blowjobs aren't supposed to be that bloody. It's supposed to be bloody at all.
Oh my god. That's what I call a toothy blowjob.
Oh god. Fangy.
Too much teeth! Too much teeth!
Is your mouth a fucking cheese grater?
Oh god.
That's like the weirdest. That's the weirdest Saul punishment ever.
Yeah. Oh Jesus!
You have to. Who have you wronged in the past? Oh my god! It's Rebecca that gives the terrible blowjobs! No! It just sounds like a pencil sharpener.
Oh god. No thanks.
You don't want toothy blowjobs?
I just thought about it. You said Rebecca with the toothy blowjobs. Just like, I knew her in high school. She had braces on them.
Explains why it's like a cheese grater.
She never wore a mouth guard.
Oh.
If you're going to play, wear the proper protection. That's what the movie Concussion is all about.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Will Smith is, like, certifiably crazy, though. So.
So
is he really?
Nah. Have you heard about his family, like, and other shit? Yeah, he's crazy, bro.
No, they're just fucking...
crazy.
They're Hollywood family.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, imagine... That's one of the things that kind of freaks me out about, like, fame and shit like that is... Once you get to a certain level, you don't get to be human.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like you
you're
don't.
Not human.
No, but that's the thing. But no. All right. So for example, let's say like we're all like the four of us. We're like really big movie directors, and we have all these movies, and everyone's just like, oh, you know, it's the Jackson Street crew. And, like, if one of us has a bad day, it's all over. It's just like. Like, Marcus punches out waiter on TMZ and blah, blah, blah. Like, Luke shits on car in broad daylight.
Yeah, sounds accurate.
Like, Steve rages because comics aren't in. Nick runs out of Superman shirts and fucking rages at Walmart. Like if we weren't, like, if people aren't famous, they're just another person having a shitty day.
Yeah.
But if you're famous...
Then it's blown out of proportion.
Exactly. Like, you don't know. There could have been 10 other things that went wrong that day, but because Steve's comics weren't in, he was fucking pissed.
Like when Jack Nicholson beat the... Smash a dude's car with a golf club. Like, he was probably having a shitty day before.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like, that one dude himself probably didn't piss him off.
Like, yeah. And, like, think about it. You don't, like, you go somewhere and you're just like, hey, man, like, yeah, can I get a number 2 to go, please, and this and that. Somebody's just like, oh, my God! And the next thing you know, you can't sit and eat your fucking burger. Like, I mean, like, I get it. I understand it because it happens to everybody. Everybody sees people and you're just like, holy shit, it's this person. Right. But I don't know. I was just like, I can't take a poop in peace. Like
the funniest, my sister, when my sister graduated high school, she and two of her friends went to Disney World for a week. So there's one night, like, they're just goofy people. So they decide one night that they were gonna dress up like pirates.
Oh my god!
Just like go out and act like pirates for the night and just in Disney
sure,
World.
Why not?
Out of them.
Yeah. It's like sounds like a time. So she's she and her friends are just doing a thing, like, going to people, hey, Mickey, like,
yeah,
it's like, you want to go tackle some booty, like, just random people. They see this limo pull up next to the restaurant there outside, and they're like, we should go to the limo and just, like, just go, arg, Mickey. So the three of them go up to this limo, the back seat, the windows are tinted there, but you can't see anything inside, and they go, arg, join me or you're walking the plank. Rolls down the window. It's Chris Rock. It's Chris Rock. He's like, the fuck are you guys doing? And then they're just like, oh, sorry. And they just walked away for a bit. And so he's like out, like eating somewhere or another. And so Larry's like, should we apologize? I don't know. I was like, well, let's go apologize. He's like, excuse me, sir.
We're really sorry that if we startled you. It's like, honestly, we would have done that to anybody. We didn't know it was you, so.
Yeah.
He's probably just like these motherfuckers.
That's great, though. Yeah. But you want to know something that would be shocking that Marcus sent to us in a text earlier this week? That's just like looked like Marcus just like getting off right there, like, yes,
let's do it.
Alright. Title: Pork Chop Thrown at Paramedics in Darwin.
They had it coming.
Steve, you said that you so monotone and nonchalant, like you were just red.
Like, I throw pork chops at motherfuckers all the time.
Yeah, fuck the EMTs. You know my life.
A woman has been hit with a fine after two paramedics were hit with a half-eaten pork chop as they tried to convince her to stop sitting in the middle of the road. It's not clear why the 21-year-old was apparently eating the hunk of meat at 4:40 a.m. on an inner-city Darwin street,
amen,
but the projectile has been labeled a waste of a pork chop.
Sometimes you just need meat at 5 in the morning.
Like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to fucking eat here. Why are you bothering me? Why can't I just sit here?
You know, fuck you, go away!
Leave me alone!
That just reminds me of, like, when you play an RPG and you have low-level weapons. Or just low-level attacks with your Pokemons. Like, Trunkard used pork chop throw! Go!
It's like splash, no effect.
Or it's like double slap and hits multiple times.
Multiple, you have like a backpack full of pork chops. You're just like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Holy crap, though. I'm good? Oh, yeah.
I already gave him a note.
Yeah, oh, god damn.
I'm looking at it right now, though. And she was fined $472.
Imagine all the pork chops she could have.
Oh my god. Let's see. Okay, one of the paramedics goes, like, one paramedic had a couple of good quotes in this. He's like, these things happen. These things unfortunately happen quite regularly. Not so much with pork chops being thrown, though. And then
usually like feces or
and then the paramedic goes, it was a waste of a pork chop. And I suppose the question is, where do you get a pork chop at 4 o'clock in the morning?
You gotta know some guy. Gotta know somebody. Know somebody.
And then he keeps
the
going.
The coke dealer was out, so she gotta call her pork chop guy.
Much cheaper.
Yeah,
much
more effective. Yeah.
The thing is that it keeps going. Like, I feel like this paramedic was like trying to get his stand-up hour or something. He's like, and was it cooked? I suppose is the next question, or was it raw? I can't answer that question. I don't think she won a meat tray earlier in the night.
I just flew in from Boston. Boy, are my arms tired.
And then
next up is Louis C.K.
I suppose, luckily for our officers, she didn't have a fork or knife to eat it with.
Wow.
Paramedic next week opening up for Patton Oswalt.
He doesn't have rooms.
Paramedic.
That's how he's known.
The pork chop paramedic.
Paramedic.
Double P.
Roll with it. But they said normally it's rocks and beer cans that were the most common projectile. But the paramedic said, he said the list of projectiles extended to include kangaroo tails and other weird items.
Fuck. Why a kangaroo tail? I didn't even know kangaroos had tails.
Yeah, their tails are huge.
Yeah.
Are they?
What? Yeah. The fuck are you smoking? Yes, they have tails.
Doesn't seem like
you have a tail.
Steve,
like,
when was the last time you saw a picture of a kangaroo?
I don't go around looking at pictures of kangaroos.
Steve's just like, not that great of an animal. They hop and they kick people and it hurts. Like,
they also punch dicks.
Don't they?
They punch dicks.
And they carry their children in little pouches.
Yeah, the joeys. He hasn't gotten to that. That's like in December. That's, he does an animal of the week. He has like the little hand stick figure thing and his little like five favorite facts. It's like, I like toads. This is what I like about toads.
They are green.
Just the pool toy, and it spins around, and you always get the one that goes, the cow goes moo.
Everyone's here, the one fucking Family Guy where everything was wrong. It's like the cow, I think it was like, the chicken goes, wah! And it's like, it most certainly does not.
Like, the cow goes, quack.
Yeah, it was just something weird, and Stewie's like sitting there arguing with it.
Oh man. That's great.
But like,
I want to know, how do you get a kangaroo tail to throw at a person?
First of all.
Well, I think like in Australia. Yeah, in Australia, like, kangaroos are like deer here.
Yeah.
So, throw kill, tail, done.
Yeah. Dude, if somebody got hit with a pork chop, their new nickname is now Pork Chop. Yeah, that's what their name is.
Well, actually, you know, it should be complimented. This drunk woman sitting in the middle of the road apparently has some really good aim, because it says in the article that not only did she take the half-eaten pork chop and throw it at him and hit them, she went through the window and it bounced in a way that it hit one paramedic and slapped the other paramedic.
Nice!
Wow, that's drunk vision. Wow.
She got a fucking double kill.
She did.
Double headshot.
I'd like to play beer pong with her. Yeah. Well, her she's a,
yep, never gonna lose.
Does this give us
just
this lady's
give her a
contact?
Pork chop.
Does the article give this lady's contact?
It does not. It does not. But you just gotta make sure she's just gotta make sure she's got a beer, a pork chop, and that ball, and she's good. Yes. She should be sinking them.
I will buy you a fortnight's worth of pork chops if you just play beer pong with me for a night. Oh, or play for money too.
Are you buying friends now?
Yeah.
That's how sports teams do it.
Right, yeah,
exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking smart.
It's like,
except those people aren't friends.
They're paid to be friends.
Like frats.
Yeah. Doug Marco.
Sorry to any of my frat friends.
Shots fired.
I'm sure you guys would have met each other without paying. I don't know.
Technically, John and Ben.
Yeah, they got kicked off.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of a frat.
We're an unofficial.
I didn't pay for you guys.
No, but think about it.
Dang, I wish I had.
Like, if you really think about it, so it was pretty much the same
jumps
people.
Up onto this stool,
he's like, I gotta explain.
Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters.
He's like, let me get on my podium. I'm gonna preach.
Thank you for listening to the Soapbox Hour with me. You will next up have whiny bitches, i.e. beaten boyfriends with Nick and Ben. That's up next. But no, dude, like, think about
all back.
Bring it all around. But like, we always had roughly the same people. Mm-hmm. It was kinda like one of those things. One person would get the chain started, so it'd be like somebody would text
like,
somebody.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Blah blah blah. There'd be a central meeting place. When we'd have parties and stuff, somebody'd be like, all right, we're having a party. We'd help plan the party,
right.
Help clean the party,
mm-hmm.
Party hop together.
Except when I was at my house.
Because you never had trash bags.
I folded your clothes once.
Yes.
I would have done your dishes if I had a sponge.
You're bitching, but you didn't have the essentials for us to clean.
I did.
And I helped you clean up your entire house at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Alright, fine. Fine, guys.
Yeah. Fine. We even asked you for trash bags that night, and you were just like, I don't have any. And we're just like, alright, we're gonna help you clean, but whatever. You're just like, don't even worry about it, man. I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow sucked.
Whose fucking fault was that?
Everyone's. We all trashed the place.
Alright.
Alright, man. Alright.
I'm not disincluding myself. Like,
you're just taking us all down with you.
Yeah, misery loves company. Anyway.
And Marcus lost his soapbox.
Anyway.
Cool.
So we're this, the frat that's not a frat that's a frat, or vice versa.
Well, the best thing with us is that we've made good friends and we don't have to pay dues.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't have to do, like, weird things.
To get initiated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't.
Well,
we let girls in, too, so.
We don't have to do anything to get into the group that's weird, but normally if you're with our group,
you're
something weird is going to happen.
You're going to end up doing something stupid.
Exactly.
Like, initiated.
That's when you really feel like you're part of the group then.
I think that was kind of Rachel's Well, she had to pass out on my couch every weekend, or else she couldn't have been part of Friday. This is actually a requirement. We gave her shit, but no, she had to.
Now I think we should actually go back and look and see who was around and what their requirement was.
Oh, God.
I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. God. I don't even know. I mean, God, what would have all of our requirements even been?
I don't know. Like my generic mind just blacking out. I knew what happened the morning after sunrise. Sunrising by myself that one time.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Sunrising? That's cool. Who are you with?
By myself.
Yeah. Well, Rachel's asleep on the couch, but...
Counts, guys!
Doesn't count, bro. I don't know. I guess passing out on people would be mine.
That would definitely...
The stack that Lizzie, Rachel, and you had that one
night. Yeah. And then I had a picture of me, Lena, and Cassie from when all of Gabby's friends came over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had some times.
Whoever pooped on my toilet, that's theirs.
That was you.
I know, but I think that's funnier because you say poop.
You can totally tell.
It's like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
It's funnier if you say poop.
Yeah,
it's poop.
Luke, I could see Luke writing like a screenplay or something, and he's just like, man,
I wonder who that guy pooped on my toilet is.
Yeah.
I'm write him into the screenplay.
Yeah.
And then,
No, that's the screenplay itself. It's just 10 minutes short. Who pooped on my toilet?
They already did.
TJ Miller.
It did in Bob's Burgers. Remember, there was the one guy that kept pooping everywhere.
Right, yeah.
It's gonna be the college years.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The mystery pooper.
Who was it?
What is it? Like a 1920s radio investigation?
Like noir film.
Like fucking black and white vaudeville.
Yes.
Tune in next week to find out who pooped on my toilet.
This presentation was brought to you by War Bonds. Buy them and save the Americans.
Do your part to fight the Nazi power!
The Red Skull shall not win! Captain America will fight all!
Speaking of movies, do not see Independence Day.
I heard it was
so bad.
It was a great big piece of shit.
The trailers made it not look half bad.
No, like, I thought it looked like a great
movie. I like the idea of the story and whatnot, but...
It was like, we're just gonna do everything bigger.
That was essentially it.
Yeah, like,
it was the same exact thing.
Right.
They didn't blow up the White House this time.
Because they already did this.
Boring.
What are they going to do now? Like, blow up
the Taj Mahal?
There's a concept that there's a ship so big that it affects Earth's gravity or something, and like it starts sucking Earth towards it.
They come to Earth.
Right.
Well, they send out that distress signal.
It's like the mothership this
turns
time.
Turns out the pre... I'm just going to spoil it. So
I'm not going to see it.
So anyways, turns out the ship in the first movie was just a, like... They were sending it out there as, like, a scout type
like the
ship.
One, like the big one in space? Or,
yeah.
Or the ones that were on Earth?
The ones from the first one.
Right,
ones.
But in the...
The main
first one, there's a mothership in space in the first one.
Oh, that one leave.
They blew that one up, and that, like,
yeah.
Fucks everything up.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, the ones... Okay.
They sent out a distress signal,
right.
And then the actual one comes by and is like, well, I'll just blow up the Earth now.
That's like,
I just want to do it!
Send them
in the neighborhood!
You have such wonderful weapons. Why shouldn't I just take those, too?
I wasn't going to, but then I just happened to find myself in the neck of the woods, so I figured, why not blow it up?
I saw with Maggie, and Maggie was like, I would have... Watch Sharknado 1, 2, and 3 over watching this movie.
Wow!
Oh, God.
You can hold her to that.
Yeah!
All right, we're doing it.
I say, tell Paul that you found him a watching buddy for Sharknado.
Well, no, she likes Sharknado anyway, so it's not like... It's not like that would be torture.
There was one day I was flipping through the channels and like on the guide, and I saw there was one where it was like Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it was like just shit like that. But, I mean, the concept, where you said everything was bigger, that was pretty much your Saturday night in a nutshell all the time. Just like,
you gotta make fun of me for this?
Marcus is like, just pulling out like team info. I can connect this to insult him.
I'm a bigger, worse Roland Emmerich movie every weekend. No, but that, Jesus Christ.
Not you.
Right, he's like, let's see what I can do to connect this to make fun of Luke.
Not even.
It wasn't my intention. It just happened.
We've all done it, but you just did it more than us. Yeah, that was your signature move. It's like the Diamond Cutter and the RKO. Same shit. Just everybody knows the RKO because they forgot the Diamond Cutter.
It's very true.
Yeah, that's just kind of how I think about it. It's like Friday was crazy. Let's make Friday happen, but like light it on fire and strap fireworks to us. Like, let's do that.
God knows, burn it down. God knows we've done that. We've done that plenty of times.
But the bad thing is, like, when you know it's the weekend and you get to Friday and you're just like sitting there and it's early. It's like not even time to go out yet, and you're sitting there and you're like, all right, I don't have anything to do tomorrow. I have nothing to do Sunday. Gonna have, you know, maybe 5 hours of things that I have to do this whole, like, period of days. I'm fucking shit up.
Balls to the wall.
Let's go.
like, that's when you know shit is going to get weird when you're, it's like noon and you're like, this weekend. All right. This fucking weekend.
See, for me, I rarely ever go out with that mentality. Like, every once in a while, and it's normally if I've had, like, a crappy week at work or something, then, like, when I go out on a Friday, I'm like, all right, I'm just drinking. It's normally those days or those nights where it gets a crazy, completely unintentional.
Yes.
Like,
so I need to take it easy tonight, or I'm just going to have a couple beers, and then you end up...
Well, I mean, our close to 30-hour binge, that wasn't planned. That wasn't even like
I don't even know how we kept doing it. Like,
no, it just
quit. Just kept going. Like,
I think I slept through that.
You did sleep through it.
When the fuck was
okay,
that?
Okay, this was this past winter.
Winter break.
I think it was like the week after the huge snowstorm.
Okay.
And
no, it was before the semester started, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. It's a week before the huge snowstorm.
And it, So it was Friday night, started. We go down, Steve, you, me, Steve Stein was there too.
Yeah.
We went down to the Hound. We went to the Hound, like, just hung out the Hound for the night.
I mean, that's all it was, just chilling. It's not like we were, like, throwing back beer. Right. We were just chilling, like, doing, like, I think totally we might have had, like, five games.
I pre-gamed a bunch, but, like,
pre-game.
I mean, I had a couple of drinks before going out, too. Like, I think I'd had, like, a rum and coke or two rum and cokes, and then, like, four or five drinks at the Hound itself.
Right. So we get back. We're all, like, a bunch of us hanging out. I think Steve had gone to bed. Steve Stein had passed out. Nick and I are just up doing our thing.
Drinking.
And then I ran out of cigarettes. So, like, we need to go get cigarettes. But the one place that he thought was 24 hours was closed. And the next closest place was the Sheets on 30.
So we're just walking up George Street at like 4:30 on a Friday night.
Right. Like all the way, like, what was the total mileage? It was like, what, like 6 miles or something we walked?
It's something like that. 4 or 5 miles total round trip.
From his house to the Sheets.
Because we walk up to Sheets on 30, and then instead of going back the way that we went up 30 further and then turned down, not Sherman, the one before Sherman. But we go down that way, and, like, then we're walking and winding our way back through the city. By the time we finally got back to the house, like, the sun's coming up. And
like 6:30 in the morning or so.
Yeah. And we're just chilling. First thing we do, we get back, we crack open another beer and start drinking.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, you want to go get some coffee? He's like, yeah, let's go get some coffee. So we walked down.
Did we get breakfast?
We did afterwards, but we walked down first to the Green Bean and got coffee. Came back, made an Irish coffee because I happen to have some Jameson and Bailey's around.
Yeah.
And finished that up, and then we went down, got breakfast at Mezzogiorno, came back, started drinking, and just. And this time, I think we'd run out of beer at this point, so we just started doing mixed drinks. And literally the entire day then was us mostly just sitting around.
We walked down, like, for some reason we walked just way down Market Street. For
no reason.
For no reason, just, like, shooting the shit. Came back, it was also, they had that ice sculpture
festival. Oh, the ice sculpture festival was going on,
Like, just, like, it was pretty warm, so people weren't like doing their best work, but it was still like a bunch of people downtown. There's a band playing. So we're just like up, like probably for like over 24 hours at this point, just hanging out drunk, like cruising around through downtown New York.
Yeah.
And then we just went back to their place and just kept going. We watched the Suicide Squad trailer and like all these different movies.
Superhero trailers, right. Actually.
So it was on and on, and then like, do you want to go to Merce?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh wait, wasn't it, didn't like Brian and
they were texting me to come down there, and I was like, there's no way I can drive.
Yeah, it's like we've been up, we haven't gone to bed since last night, and this is like 6 p.m.
So
we walked down to Merce, and we get in there. I'm like, that's when I started fading. I had like one round of Wells, and I'm sitting in a corner like. So Ben was on his way over, and finally, like, I'd finished my. I called it quits. It's like 11 o'clock or so, and it's like I gotta go. I need to go. I'm going home.
Meanwhile,
and Ben walks in. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm just fucking beat. I don't remember walking home, but I woke up at like 6 a.m. on my couch. It's like I felt much better. But then ended up sleeping more till like probably like 2 p.m. after that.
Meanwhile, I stayed and I kept on drinking and hanging out with Ben until probably about 12:30, quarter till 1. I was kind of starting to feel, and now mind you, I've been up at this point for 4 days.
Right, yeah, Nick's on his insomnia binge.
And I'd been drinking for the last like 30 hours at that point, and I'm just like, I should go to bed. So I'm like, all right, Ben, man, I'll catch you later. I walk out, put on my headphones, I start walking up. I'm sure I was a little bit drunk, but mostly because I think I was delirious from the lack of sleep, I got lost walking back up to the house from Murph's. And the only way that I found myself again was at one point, I'm just like going down George Street. I didn't realize it was George Street. I just was like, I'm going down this random street. Where the hell am I? And I'm going down this George Street. I realize where I'm at because I see the lights of the Strand just like flashing in my face. I'm like, oh, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it was.
So then I got back into the apartment and I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, one more beer. Crack open another beer, and I found a beer because we had run out. Right, but I found one more. It's stashed away in the back of the fridge. I drank that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Funny thing is like Luke sent me a text at like 6:30, like best sleep I've ever had.
Yeah.
I had woken up at 6 myself because my body's just like, and you're good to go. And I'm just like, yeah, I slept pretty well too.
It was a completely ridiculous day, like. I don't know how we survived.
It makes a story, though.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys watched the Suicide Squad trailer, like, a million times.
Oh, it was probably easily 100
not
times.
Not joking, probably 50 times.
I woke up around, like, 9 a.m., and I'm like, are they listening to this again? And then I go back to sleep and wake up around 11. And I was like, are they still?
Luke and I get like going back and forth.
The Joker part of it. Ooh, I'm not gonna kill you.
I'm just gonna hurt you really
bad, and we just go back.
we did that. I don't even know how many times, but we would. It'd be like we'd go and watch like two or three other trailers, and then we'd jump back to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that was.
They'd be like, ooh, let's watch these two trailers, then Suicide Squad. Like,
we have problems.
Yeah. But on that note, guys, we've gone over an hour here. Let's wrap it up and call it an episode.
All right. Wear a condom.
Good advice. Always good advice.
Why? What do they do?
Prevent little Lukes from coming. We don't need.
You would know.
I don't have kids.
Obviously.
Thank God.
You're welcome. Anyway.
Wait, what?
Over your head.
Yeah, I'm
sleeping. You're tall. I'm you're tall as shit, and it's still over your
I'm
head.
I'm below you right now. That's why you're sitting on that stool, so you can get it over.
Goddamn right.
My reflexes are too fast.
Don't mind me as I pull this trampoline up all these steps in the apartment.
Wait, what?
No, you guys can find me on the good old Tweet Elite, the good old Twitter. QUEZMAV. Yeah, Rockin' Robin. Yeah. Same with Instagram, is the same as my Twitter. And then
I do not do hood rat shit with my friends, but I do have a Snapchat that I occasionally use. That's SIRMAV. And yeah, that's what I got.
That's that guy.
That's me.
For me, Luke, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HUKE_LOOVER. And Snapchat is Hookloover, HUKELOOVER. A lot of it was Firefly last week. Now I'm trying to readjust to the real world. So follow me, see if you want to find anything.
You're going to be like, oh, look at all this wicker furniture I'm looking at. It's so cool.
I'm going to spend the day at the Home Depot and do some home renovations.
What do you guys think about these faucet finishes? Brush brass? Nickel? Anyone?
Copper?
Alright, I'm Steve. Bye.
And I am Nick. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, all under NLens42. That's NLENZ42. Make sure to follow the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies.
Do it.
You can also hit us up at our Gmail account. I don't know why I never actually advertised this before, but if you want to comment or leave questions or whatever, hit us up at trophyhusbandspodcast@gmail.com. We're also on YouTube now underneath The Trophy Husbands, and then the podcast is now officially available on Stitcher as well for all you Stitcherinians. So,
thing?
I have no idea. I just made that up.
It sounds like a weird STI.
It does.
Like, sir, you have Stitcheranians. What the fuck were you doing last night?
I was at MERS.
Oh! It's gonna be another semester. No, dude, oh my god.
The balls in the urinal.
What the shit?
What?
Steve's like, I'm going to splash in the bird bath and nobody go in the bathroom.
Make sure my eggs are washed.
I'm washing my weird punch, Macy.
Gotta poach him.
Oh my god.
No, speaking of
nothing.
Lizzie's friend is also her roommate, and she was like, this is Marcus. Don't be surprised if you'll see him on her couch next semester. And I'm just like, alright, we got a pass. Cool.
All right, there you go. But on that, my eggs are boiling right now, so yes. I say we get the hell out of
here. Yeah, my eggs are fucking hard boiled.
Look for a new Trophy Tuesday. Everyone have a good one.
Yeah.
Please.
Stay cold, I guess.